Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where we are talking about this most important aspect of intimacy within the marriage relationship, and that sometimes there is a need to stop that part of the relationship in order to seek greater degrees of holiness within your life, but with several qualifications. Yesterday, we talked about the first qualification, that both parties, the husband and the wife, need to be in agreement on that. The second qualification would be that the separation from this part of the relationship takes place for only a limited time. In other words, an indefinite period of time is not a good thing. So listen, I'm not here to schedule your calendars and to determine your timetables of how this takes place, but the wife knows her husband, and the husband knows his wife. You know what would be reasonable in this situation. The last qualification is for there to be a desire to seek the Lord in greater degrees. Now, what's important to understand comes in the next part of the verse that we're looking at here. Paul's not saying that if you want to grow spiritually, then you must abstain from the sexual relationship in marriage. This is not a command, but rather it's a concession that he makes with qualifications. So see what Paul is doing here with this statement. He is redirecting the Corinthians to a correct way of growing spiritually. I think that he's applauding the seed idea of separating in order to grow spiritually, but he is saying spiritual growth does not come strictly from abstaining from what God has given to be enjoyed in marriage. But here is a good path for spiritual growth, that you pray together. So when you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in El Salvador. And also remember the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Moldova, Poland, Romania, Lithuania, and Slovakia.